Today on Core Values, Chris's take on Metro's ad flap.
This is not the first time Metro has gotten into hot water based on the content of its ads. A couple of years ago, it allowed pro-marijuana advocates to buy signs. A lot of writers complained, but Metro said its hands were tied. The current flap concerns an ad advocating an end to what is commonly referred to as Obamacare. It isn't the political view that's controversial. Heck, more than half the country agrees with that. It's the language, specifically the words, "Go to hell, Barack." Congressman Jim Moran is in an uproar over this, and he's right. It's not only disrespectful of the president, but it's not the kind of language that should be used in a public facility like Metro. Metro says again that they can do nothing about it. Oh, really? What if the sign said, "Hey, Mr. President, go blank yourself"? Would Metro again cite the First Amendment and claim its hands are tied? Look, the First Amendment does have some limits, especially when it comes to inflammatory language, and Metro should be able to enforce some policy of decency. Vigorous but civil discourse is a core value.
Chris Core, part of commentary and analysis from all sides, right here on WTOP.